Luke chapter 11. This is one of the places in Luke. Luke 11 and Luke 18 are chapters where Christ teaches specifically on prayer. This particular passage, this particular instance, I should say, of Christ teaching on prayer was prompted by his own example and one of the disciples recognizing the example. Luke chapter 11, starting in verse 1, it says, "It came to pass, as he, Christ, was praying in a certain place, when he finished, when he stopped praying, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.'" And this is one of the occasions where Jesus told them what we call the Lord's Prayer. And then in verse 5, he gives them an illustration about a friend coming at midnight saying, "Let me have 3 loaves. Verse 6, "For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, 'Do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you.' Jesus said, 'He won't say that. I say to you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.'" And then he draws the conclusion in verse 9, "Keep asking and keep seeking and keep knocking, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and he who knocks, it will be open. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone?" I mean, isn't that the way we are to our children? "Dad, I'm hungry. Here, eat this rock." You know? All right, every once in a while I might be tempted to say something like that if you get asked again and again about something, you know. But we want to give good things to our children. In fact, usually when we err, it is on the side of maybe giving them too much.